It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into Fesco in the Morning. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and Mac Morey with you on this lovely, maybe not so lovely. The wind is starting to pick up, so I believe the weather is starting to knock
out. Oh, yeah, look at the trees starting to go. Yeah.
Yep. Good nap day, Mac.
I'm ready.
Bro, I need my nap. Mom's still out of town. Got the whole king-size bed to myself.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to think, because I don't tend to be a huge nap guy, but I'm thinking that like I got to figure out when to shut it off at some point during the week as I'm starting to transition into this new role.
You got to take a 20-minute nap every day, and that's it. Nothing longer.
Yeah, I read a study, so I do this. I get into my own brain here, and I read a study that says the 30-minute nap is the best possible nap because anything longer, your body thinks that you're going to bed. So then when you wake up, that's why you have that hungover feeling what that feeling is.
Yeah.
But on a day like today, you can take that 30 minutes and multiply it by two.
Yeah, you can sleep all day on something like this.
I tend to go home and do 2.5 miles. I tend to do some other things as well for exercises, like some bands, whatever. And
you got one of those like old Seinfeld bands on the door there?
Resistant bands, I think is what they're called.
The bands de resistance.
Yeah.
It's French. It's going to be in the Olympics.
Bands make her dance. But today's one of those days where I don't know if I'm going to be able to do 2.5 miles outside.
You need to suck it up.
It's going to be pouring and lightning.
Wear a slicker.
It's lightning.
Slicker.
No.
There's not going to be lightning. By the time we get out of here, it's going to be cleared up.
I don't even know what a Snickers is.
Slicker.
Oh. Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Bob, our guy, Dan Orlovsky's back at it. Took him 6 months to get back in there.
Get back at it.
Ranking NFL quarterbacks by trait. Best arm, accuracy, and more. Let's pump the brakes. We know who number one is. Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The list gets a little shaky. Number two is Josh Allen. I don't disagree with that. I think Josh Allen is the second best quarterback in the NFL. This is when it gets a little dicey to me. Because he has Justin Herbert at third.
Right. He's got a good arm.
But is it accurate?
What we're talking arm strength, or we talk which one are you looking at? Because arm strength, Justin Herbert's got a hell of an arm.
He's got a hose. Yes.
Cannon.
Got a hose.
I don't know that Aaron Rodgers has a strong arm.
Right. Will Levis is number six.
He's six on the list.
Now that's true.
Now he does have
puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
But Beakley says he has Mack trucks for biceps, and he does.
Yeah.
He's a big dude. Yeah. And he's thrown some cool camp throws this year.
Right.
So I think they're a little excited. Mack would know more than us about Will this year in Tennessee. It's finally his job. Tannehill's no longer an issue, and he's got the full year to do it. Baker Mayfield at seven. I didn't know Baker had a hose.
Ridiculous.
He does. You saw him show it off in Lawrence that day.
Lawrence merited that. They didn't shake. They didn't let the kid shake his hands.
Oh, that was great. I loved it.
They're like, don't you dare shake Baker Mayfield's hand. Anthony Richardson has the eighth strongest arm. I don't think we've seen enough of it.
I don't either.
Dak Prescott at 9, Lamar Jackson at 10 with arm strength.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. That's fine. But as long as Patrick Mahomes is number one on that list, you can have
You
can have the rest of them.
Ready for this one? Ball placement.
I got good ball placement.
I would assume this is accuracy. Number one, Joe Burrow.
No, he says right there, there's a difference between accuracy and ball placement, but Dustin.
Accuracy is the ability to throw the ball to your guy while ball placement is keeping it away from the defender. Huh?
See, this is where I bounce on stuff like this.
And I'm glad that you threw that shot at me because I was getting into that. What? An accurate quarterback gets the pass to a spot where his receiver can make the catch. A quarterback with a strong ball placement gets the pass to a spot where only his receiver can make the catch. Come again? Number two is Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, you just lost this list.
Okay.
Yeah. Moving on.
Okay.
How many arm punts have we seen to Tyreek where Tyreek waits for 5 seconds?
Tua took the whole like meme of F it Tyreek down there somewhere.
Yeah.
Mechanics. Not the guys that fix your car.
Yeah. Now, Mahomes is even on the list.
Not on the list.
Nah, and nor should he be. I mean, like, you don't look at Patrick Mahomes and go, that's how you play the quarterback position, because nobody can do what he does, right? If you're trying to go out there and be Patrick Mahomes, you're screwing yourself.
And the reason he doesn't have Patrick Mahomes on this is because he says mechanics is someone who has the best footwork. Patrick Mahomes is an anomaly.
Yeah.
At one point, Patrick Mahomes was the only quarterback with a higher rate of improvisational throws of over like 49%, and it was like 70% accuracy
The guy makes plays happen. Like, so if you don't want to put him on the list of accuracy or whatever the hell we're talking about, I'm fine with that. Patrick, that's not his game.
He moves on to decision-making with the football.
Right.
How is Mahomes seventh on the list? How many times in our life?
He can't read a defense, apparently, is what it says.
How many times in our life have we had these two conversations about Patrick Mahomes? Photogenic memory, or is it photographic?
Photographic
memory. I have a photogenic memory, but he has a photographic. Remember when we see the first half against the old Bill Belichick defense with Tom Brady on the offense, and it was like, well, the first quarter, Mahomes was absolutely nothing. Then all of a sudden, Mahomes figures it out. Mm. Guess Dan Orlovsky doesn't remember those plays. Probably doesn't remember that he ran out of the end zone for a safety either.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers.
So hang on a second. Mahomes is getting knocked on this list.
Yeah. For no footwork and no decision-making. No,
but also the reason he's getting knocked for decision-making is because he threw more passes to open receivers last season. 300 of his 579 targets went to pass catchers with at least 3 yards of separation. Sounds like a good plan.
Wait, what?
Sounds like good ball placement.
Sounds like a really good plan. Throw it to the guy who's open the most.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't understand this, because how can you have decision-making with a football, but then the next category is pocket presence, and Patrick Mahomes is number one? Am I just not into football anymore? Like, do I just not understand football? I'm just confused.
I don't consider Mahomes a pocket passer. I think Patrick Mahomes is a playmaker. He gets the snap. He looks around. He senses pressure. He moves. Does a good job with that. Really good job with that. He's not a pocket passer. There aren't pocket passers really in the NFL anymore. Maybe Rodgers is at this point, but
Burrow, and then he ends the list with second reaction ability, and Patrick Mahomes is number one, which would be like reading.
Whatever. The one that bothers me the most is the rushing ability, where he has Patrick Mahomes at number six on the list, right?
Yeah.
And I look at that and I go, okay, let's discuss here and have a conversation real fast about what rushing the football means. I think Patrick Mahomes is the best running quarterback in the NFL. And I don't think he's the fastest. I don't think he's the flashiest. But every time he runs the football, it is a dagger in the heart of the opponent. And they watch their opponent bleed out. 3rd and 7, Patrick Mahomes senses it, rushes, gets 8 yards. 3rd and 9, Patrick Mahomes gets 10. He knows where the sticks are. He knows how to preserve his body. He's not going to make the highlight reels, but the best play that everybody talks about in Patrick Mahomes' career is the run against Tennessee. That's what everybody talks about. And those are the type of plays that Patrick Mahomes utilizes when he uses his legs. They are heartbreakers. They are devastating. They are backbreakers. They are absolute daggers in the heart of the opponent. That's why Patrick Mahomes is the best runner in the NFL.
Not only that, he like solidified the Super Bowl against Philadelphia with like the longest run of his career.
That's right.
Yeah,
Patrick Mahomes is the best running quarterback in the NFL.
You know what my favorite prop bet is for the Chiefs every Sunday is over rushing yards for Patrick Mahomes. Because it always starts off at like 18.5, and then it gets up to like 22.5, and it always seems to hit.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to figure out the matchup, which is the toughest part about gambling.
But it's always really close. Like you think, oh, 22.5, oh, he's going to blow that away, right?
Yeah.
Then he gets 23.
Somebody at text line says, did you say pornographic memory? Yes.
Yes.
Every time he runs, it's always positive yards.
It is. I mean, Patrick Mahomes just like, I've told people this for years. I said, sometimes watch a Chiefs game from the perspective of the opposing fan.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got 3rd and 7 and you're feeling good and Mahomes is in the shotgun and you think, all right, we're going to get off the field. And then all of a sudden things break down and Patrick Mahomes picks up 8 yards and runs out of bounds. 1st and 10, move the sticks. Devastating. His runs are devastating. And that's why, to me, he's the best runner in the NFL.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Another great text from the text line. from the 913, beating your ass when it matters the most. Patrick Mahomes, number one.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I like that one.
Congratulations.
That's good.
Yeah. Have a good day, sir. You win. Enjoy your coffee.
Yeah. From the 620, Mahomes isn't the best rusher. He picks the biggest moments to do it. Doesn't mean he's the best. No, that's why he is the best. He knows how to run. He knows how to devastate the opponent, and he knows how to win football games. All of these runs that Patrick Mahomes makes as a quarterback are timed so perfectly, and it leads you to victory. Like, Patrick Mahomes is devastating when he gets outside of the pocket because it just crushes your soul, man. Like, just put yourself in any position when your soul's been crushed by something. Patrick Mahomes is doing that on a Sunday basis now in the NFL, just crushing the hopes and dreams of children everywhere outside of Kansas City.
No doubt about it. Some, you know, Orlovsky's Orlovsky. He is what he is. He once said that Joe Burrow was the best quarterback, but Mahomes was the best
player.
Yeah, right.
He's got Joe Burrow 8th on rushing ability, by the way, above Kyler Murray. So it's a great list.
Look, it's all Kyler Murray can do is run.
Wait this year, brother.
We'll see.
Wait this year.
Yeah, we'll see.
I like Kyler.
Kyler sucks.
No, he's good.
He's terrible.
He is better running.
Terrible quarterback.
There's a theme here. That
he
Bob,
runs because he can't throw.
Bob hates the same type of quarterback. Pretty soon, Bob's not going to like Anthony Richardson either.
I don't know enough about Anthony Richardson. I love Lamar. He's like my favorite quarterback to watch. I just don't think Kyler Murray's any good.
Yeah. I think he's
what has he done?
Well, he's been hurt.
Yeah.
Part of his fault. Doesn't have an offensive line. Part of playing is
getting on the field.
That team was 1-8, the worst team in the league. They went 4-4 when he came back last year. Pretty good.
Wow,
pretty
good. 500. Yeah.
500 in the NFL, pretty solid.
Kyler can't see over his offensive line.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, we want to celebrate people who have done nothing and accomplished nothing.
Won a Heisman Trophy. Got drafted in the Major League Baseball.
You know how many players have won a Heisman Trophy? Gino Toretta, Matt Leinart. Who's the other USC quarterback?
Well, I mean, Lamar Jackson won a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
You know who did win a Heisman Trophy? Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
You know who did? Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big Shohei Ohtani guy.
I love Shohei Ohtani.
He says, I'd like to play in the Olympics. Also, knowing the fact that there will be a non-baseball fans watching the games as well, I think it would be really good for the baseball industry. Could you imagine Bobby Witt Jr. on the front stage of the entire world being what he is now, but instead it's in a USA jersey just hitting bombs and making plays? And
right.
We need baseball in the Olympics. We definitely need that. And I think... you know, I think that if you're going to embrace the game and make the game better, this is what you need. And with the Royals team that we're currently watching and how it's captivated an audience on the MLB Network because of how good they're playing, imagine the Royals were represented in the world, in the USA's world, or I guess the world sport, the Olympics, and you had a guy like Cole Reagans going out there. You had a guy like Bobby Witt Jr. going out there. Venezuela takes Salvador Perez, right? You get all these sort of, there's a lot of different ways that you could expand your brand, not only with baseball in the United States and the world stage, but also the Royals as well. And when you have the Royals playing the way that they are and getting popular and getting more and more names in houses, you do this sort of thing, and with Shohei Ohtani, who would represent Japan and also those sorts of things. But, I mean, imagine if your team did have, like, a Cole Reagans and a Bobby Witt Jr., because you remember how cool the All-Star game was when Lugo and Bobby and Sal all came at the same time.
Yeah.
And for about 5 minutes, all John Smoltz could talk about was the Royals.
Yeah, well, here's the situation that's going on right now. The NBA has figured it out, right? You saw Adam Silver at the Olympics in the crowd enjoying the moment, and you could see his wheel spinning for how do we capitalize on this.
Correct.
He's unbelievable at what he does. I think Adam Silver has hit a home run with the NBA and now with the WNBA, and they're doing their thing, and they've got some great players in there as well. They use the Olympics as an absolute marketing opportunity. The NHL shuts down their sport for 2 weeks out of every 4 years to allow their players to go represent their countries and play in the Olympics. Players like doing that. They like representing their country. And also, you're probably going to see some NFL players in the flag football portion of the Olympics. You know, I think that could be fun as well to see some NFL players participate, you know, when the flag football rolls around in 4 years out in Los Angeles, because it's a great marketing opportunity for the players.
Mm-hmm.
I was told yesterday that Major League Baseball and the owners and folks who are, you know, in charge of this kind of stuff had a phone call, and as of now, they have no plans to use real players in baseball in the Olympics. And I find that to be absolutely astoundingly bad on the part of Major League Baseball. This is where Rob Manfred, as his parting shot of commissioner, needs to say, no, we're doing this, and you're forcing the owners to shut down the sport for 2 weeks to allow players to go on to the national stage. These guys want to play on the national stage. And you look back about, you know, 10 years or so when Olympic baseball did happen, Korea and Japan both shut down their leagues. Mm-hmm. And the last two gold medal winners in the Olympics were Korea and Japan because they sent their best players to participate in the Olympics. Other countries are going to be sending their best players. Other leagues are going to be shutting down to send their best players to the Olympics. Major League Baseball needs to do that. And the fact that the owners right now are worried about shutting the sport down for 2 weeks and potentially losing a Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium in July, when you could have your players on the main stage at the Olympics, you know, getting themselves exposed to an audience that doesn't normally watch them. This is why Major League Baseball sometimes, I believe, just can't get out of its own way, because the owners are making foolish decisions by not allowing these players and not shutting down the sport to allow these guys to participate in the Olympics and to find a way to grow the game. And I think they need to do something like that and stop the game for 2 weeks and allow these guys to participate. Here's Lance Lynn on MLB Network talking about that.
If you ask me if the owners are going to be on board with this, I'd say it's very slim to have it happen. But it would definitely be cool. I mean, I don't. You're looking at the Olympics, man. If they could figure out how to just shorten the season by 10 games that year, and then next thing you know, it's like, hey, we're making a move just to make sure the Olympics and how is it not growing baseball for them even more for having their best players in the Olympics? That's my opinion, but who knows what will come of it. It would be cool. It'd be definitely something I'd enjoy watching from the couch because I'll definitely be done. So it would, I think as a fan, it would be awesome.
And look, it comes back to the owners. Baseball owners need to make the smart decision. Baseball owners need to stop thinking with their pocketbooks and their checkbooks and start thinking long-term vision. They're too short-sighted. They're thinking about what's going to happen in these 2 weeks when we don't have any Major League Baseball games. You know what? The world's going to go on. Nobody's really paying attention to baseball during the dog days anyway, but everybody watches the Olympics. Again, 20 million people watched the gold medal game between the United States and France on a Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Okay, you got 20 million Americans to gather around the TV to watch that game. When was the last time a baseball game got 20 million viewers? Does anybody know the answer to that question?
Negative.
Mac, look up the World Series ratings over the years. When was the last time a Major League Baseball game had 20 million viewers? I'm going to guess probably dating back to the late 80s or early 90s when everybody was still, you know, on network television and those were the only channels that you got. Major League Baseball has a golden opportunity. They can go one of two ways with it. They can embrace that golden opportunity with allowing their players to participate in the Olympics, or they can waste that opportunity, not allow their players to participate, and continue to have games that draw 15,000 fans on a Tuesday night in Cleveland. You tell me what's going to be more valuable to these owners. Like, I really believe that Major League Baseball can try something different. They can cut the season in half, try a different playoff format, do something different for those 4 years, but give your guys the opportunity to represent their country on the international stage. These guys love the World Baseball Classic. They think it's fantastic. Imagine allowing major leaguers to participate in the Olympics, what that would do for the morale of your players and what that would do for your sport, what that would do for country pride. People would absolutely love it. You're not going to watch baseball in the Olympics if it's a bunch of minor leaguers that you never heard of. That just doesn't work. Every other sport is using their professionals, using the guys you know. It's time Major League Baseball did that, or just don't even have the sport in the Olympics, because it's not going to be the same. It's going to be a bunch of people you never heard of, and you're not going to be interested.
Somebody on the text line says they could just skip the All-Star game, but then again, that city would miss out on money. No, you can still do the All-Star game.
Have the All-Star game in L.A.
Or you could have the All-Star game, and just certain players won't be representing that team. There's other guys in the Major League Baseball organization that could play in the All-Star game. It just wouldn't be the main stage, but the other main stage would be the Olympics. And I think the other thing that makes baseball interesting for the Olympics is because the United States isn't the dominating team. According to the World Baseball Rankings, Japan and Mexico are 1 and 2. United States is 3, followed by South Korea, Chinese Taipei, Venezuela, Netherlands, Cuba, Dominican Republic, and Panama. Those are your top 10 teams in baseball. So it's not like basketball where it's like, oh, they're dominant. Oh, they can do this. No, no, no. It would be interesting because you wouldn't absolutely think it's a slam dunk, not a baseball pun. It is, but it's like, it would be interesting because when we watched the World Baseball Classic previously and it was Team USA versus Team Japan, and we got Mike Trout versus Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
You could see more of that happening where it might be Shohei Ohtani facing Bobby Witt Jr. in the gold medal game.
Right?
Like, and we're not going to be dry in that situation.
Yeah, like I think baseball is so short-sighted, and the owners are so obtuse with this. Your players want to play. The fans want to see this happen. You have an opportunity to grow the sport for 2 weeks in front of an audience that you're not getting. And quite honestly, people aren't watching your games like they watched that Olympic basketball game. When was the last time we got close to 20 million watching a baseball game, Mac?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
20 million. So in 2017, just looking at World Series, average viewers for the series.
Yeah.
2017 was 18.9. You go back to 2016, the Cubs and the Indians, 22.
Okay.
So
two teams that hadn't been there for 100 years.
Yep.
Yeah. That's, and, yeah. Well, 100 years. Cleveland had been there in the 90s.
Yeah. But you
Chicago,
know,
what,
yeah. Chicago had won 100 years. Story. Cleveland, I don't know, has won since the 40s.
Yeah.
So that's 26. After that, you're going to 09 to get just under 20, 19 million for the average.
Because the Yankees were in it.
Yankees in 09.
Yankees and Phillies.
Yeah. Yep. Two big market
Two
teams.
Huge market.
Yeah. A-Rod finally got his ring.
Right. And
you didn't
and
get
20.
Cared.
You didn't get 20 mil.
Yeah. What if USA used AAA All-Stars? Not interesting. AAA All-Stars are whoop-de-doo. Nobody cares. You don't know any of these people. You got to give the people the people.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.